Hi, this is Tamika Riley, and we thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Kingdom Business Podcast. What we're going to be talking about this week is how to pay off your mortgage in 5 to 7 years. Is it possible? A 30-year mortgage? Well, let's talk about it.
Welcome to Kingdom Business, where we help connect the dots so you can get to your promise. And now, your host, Tamika Riley.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us. This week, we're going to be talking about how to pay off your mortgage in 5 to 7 years. It's not anything shady. It's not anything illegal. People have been doing it for ages, but that information has not made it to certain communities. So I would like to talk to you about that today and hopefully give you some information that'll help lighten your load, so to speak. What we're going to be talking about today is a phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon. It's something that people have been doing for ages, but unfortunately that information has not made it out to certain communities, and I want to bring that information before you. It is a strategy, so to speak. It's called velocity banking, and I invite you to do your research about this. What velocity banking is doing is you're taking a revolving line of credit and you're using it to pay off your mortgage, basically. Now, what is a revolving line of credit? We'll talk about that as well. Let's say you have a loan for $1,000 versus a line of credit for $1,000. A revolving line of credit, once you make a payment, that money becomes available for you to use again. It revolves, so to speak. If you just have a regular loan for $1,000, you make a $500 payment against that loan, you now owe another $500. That $500 does not become available to use again. You can only use it once. So a revolving line of credit is what you're using. And you can do that in a number of ways. We're going to be talking about two today. And those two are HELOCs and credit cards. I prefer HELOCs. I don't have a credit card. I don't want a credit card. I've stayed away from credit cards, but you're welcome to use that if you've got a great interest rate. But what a HELOC is, H-E-L-O-C, it stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. And what it does is it allows you to take a loan against your equity in your home. You take that loan, it is a revolving line of credit, and that revolves around once you make payments, that amount is available for you to use again. Banks differ in their terms, but interest rates are around 3%. It does not compound like your mortgage does. So you don't have that high amount going towards interest like you do with your mortgage. Because unfortunately, when you're scoffing at people that are using rent-to-own places, you're doing the same thing with your home. You're paying for it more than once before it becomes yours. Look at your statement. I'm going to be using some round numbers as examples. Let's say you have a $200,000 home. You owe $160,000. You have $40,000 in equity. Your credit is good enough. You're in the mid-600s. You go to a bank. You get a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. You don't have to use the whole $40,000 in equity. Use your discretion. Don't use it to go on a shopping spree and live your best life. Don't go flying and jetting and getting flued out. Take that. Allow it to sit in your account and you use it for your daily expenses. When you get paid every month from your employment, your business, or wherever your income comes from, let's say you bring in $5,000 a month just to make the math a little easier. You owe $160. You take when your mortgage payment, let's say on something like that, may be $1,200 a month. Instead of just paying your mortgage payment like you've been doing, before your mortgage is due, take your entire month's salary and put it towards your principal only. You contact the bank and you have to let them know. Otherwise, they'll take most of it in interest. Let them know, I want this to go towards principal only, your entire month's salary. For the rest of the month, your other needs are met by your HELOC. You make your water bill, your electric bill payments, you make your car note payment, all of that off of your HELOC. You can use your debit card, your checkbook, just like you always have, and you live on your HELOC. You buy your groceries, whatever you need to do that way. Banks, again, differ in their terms, so some banks give you 30 years to pay it back, some 15, some maybe even 10. It just depends on the bank. Do your research and find out which one works best for you. Again, interest rates are around 3%. Your payment is going to be extremely low. So you make your monthly payment on your HELOC. Make sure you make it on time. The following month rolls around. You take your monthly salary and you do the exact same thing again. You put your entire salary towards principal only. Make sure the bank knows this is for principal only, so that all of that money is coming directly off of your mortgage principal. and it's not going towards interest. Once you're done and you've made several interest payments, you can see the balance dropping dramatically. So I'm going to give you some examples. Let's say, you know, again, you have $160,000 left on your mortgage. If you're paying $5,000 a month towards your principal, in 32 months, you will have paid your mortgage off. That's 2.5 years. I'm saying 5 to 7 years to be generous. And I'm also saying 5 to 7 years because your numbers are going to differ. Your numbers are going to be different. Some of you make more money. Some of you make less. Some of your mortgages are higher and some of them are lower. But this is to give you an example so that you can understand the strategy that many are using in velocity banking. That's what it's called. $5,000 towards your principal only before the note is due and you've paid off your $160,000 home in 2.5 years. Do the math. I'm not making it up. Do the math. And what do? When you have a need, you have a HELOC sitting in your account. You need some groceries, go get them. Write a check, swipe your card, go get some cash. You want to go to the whatever you want to do, that money is sitting there for your monthly expenses. You do have to make your monthly payment on your HELOC, but your monthly payment is going to be low compared to what it would be on your mortgage. Don't go and do any extravagant shopping or spending, home improvement, any of that. Just focus on getting rid of your mortgage. Once you're done with your mortgage, if you have a student loan, you can do the same thing with your student loan. You can do the same thing with your car note if you have a car note. But make sure that you attack your debts and get out of debt as soon as possible, as quickly as possible, as comfortably as possible, because you have this nest egg sitting in your account called a HELOC. You can also do the same thing with your credit cards. I shy away from credit cards because the interest rates nowadays are terrible. And the interest rates on a HELOC, again, are around 3%. It just depends on the bank. Some of them are a little more. And you have so long to pay it back. But make sure you make your monthly minimum payment, which is probably going to be less than $100. So keep that back. Don't send that to the mortgage company when you're making your lump sum payments. But that's a strategy, and that strategy is called velocity banking. A lot of people are using it. There's another strategy that a lot of people are also using where they're being their own banks, and that is called infinite banking. So we touched on velocity banking, but in regards to infinite banking, you're basically your own bank. Instead of going to a financial institution, you may be pulling from your 401k. Some have whole life insurance policies that they can borrow against. That's another option as well, but that's what the infinite banking is. To where you don't need an outside bank, you're basically your own bank. Once this process is finished, you can even do the same thing with your utilities, pay those up for a few years. But what we wanted to talk about today was getting you out of debt, paying off that mortgage in 5 to 7 years. And as you can see, what I've laid out before you, it's realistic numbers, realistic terms. And if you do the math, you've paid off $160,000 in only 2.5 years. So now you can turn around and you can do the same thing with your mortgage. You can do the same thing with your vehicle and any other major bills that you have that have been weighing you down every month. Once you're done and you're satisfied, you then begin to attack your HELOC the same way. You take your monthly salary and you throw the entire thing at that debt. And you live off. You pull a few $100 out a month to make sure your utilities and groceries are covered. But you throw your entire salary at paying off that debt as well. And then before you know it, you're living debt-free. The first of the month comes around, there's no heart palpitations. You're not dodging phone calls. You boldly answer an 800 number and you don't even know who it is. It's possible. It is possible. The Bible says that the borrower is subject to the lender. Some translations even say the borrower is slave to the lender. And when you think about it, it's true because you're working all these hours, putting in all this time, and the money's going to somebody else. Somebody else is benefiting. If you're not a homeowner, I encourage you to look into getting your credit or to getting your numbers to the place to where you can buy a home, because it doesn't have to be a 30-year sentence anymore. You know, and when you think about it, if you're renting, you are paying a mortgage. It's just not your own. So it is possible. We will have some resources here on the website that will show you how to get out of debt. It'll show you not only how to get out of debt, but it'll show you how to clean up your own credit report. If you can't afford to pay someone to do it, you can do it yourself. And nowadays they've made it so easy that you can do credit disputes on the internet. You can do it all electronically. Every year entitled to a free credit report. annualcreditreport.com, I believe, but I'll confirm and make sure that it's in the show notes on the website. You get your credit report and look at it. You'd be surprised at how many people have no idea what's on their credit reports. They don't know. And you'd be surprised at how many people that don't know that after 7 years, it has to be removed. If it's a bad debt, it has to be removed. 7 years. There are some people who get calls from unscrupulous collection agencies. And I'm telling you this because I used to be a bill collector in my youth. Oh gosh, I don't know if it was 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but they were very careful to, the one that I was with was very careful to make sure that we knew the FDCPA, Fair Debt Collection Practices Act laws, and that we knew we weren't violating anything because they weren't paying it, we were. So we had to be very careful. But if they don't read you your mini Miranda, this is an attempt to collect a debt, any information obtained can be used for that purpose, then that's a violation. You've seen murderers go free on technicalities because they didn't read the Miranda rights. Little things like that are technicalities. You can use the same loopholes. If they call you and they're threatening to sue you and the debt's over 7 years old, they cannot legally sue you because it's out of the statute of limitations. But if you don't know that, you're shaking in your boots and you're handing over your paycheck to somebody who bought that debt, an expired debt, for 12 cents. And they want you to cough up hundreds. So, you know, there are things, there are rules, there are laws out there that protect you as a consumer. And if you need my credit lawyer's number, I'll be happy to share him with you. He's good. I've successfully sued collection agencies for violating. They run across so many people that don't know their rights. But they didn't want to pay, and he garnished them. He went in their account and took it. It was a sweet victory. But yeah, this is a strategy that I wanted to bring before you. It is called, again, Velocity Banking. And if you're not familiar with it, do your own research before getting involved. Make sure your numbers are good. And that's simple because it's easily, you know, credit repair agents and, you know, letters are on the website that you can get to send to the collection agencies, to send the credit bureaus. You can offer them, hey, pay for deletion. If I pay it, you delete it, send it in writing. You know, you can offer them, you know, different things, different strategies that you can use in order to get your credit report clean. And speak to some of your friends that are doing credit repair now. They're valuable, and utilize them. They're there for you for this reason. Get out of that debt and get this off of your shoulders. One thing, unfortunately, that a lot of people are doing as well is they're relying on apps. I used to do that until I found out that the score that they were giving me was 120 points less than what my real score actually was. I had no idea. I put off buying a home for years because I kept checking this app and checking to get my free credit score. And the fine print tells you it's probably not right. If you go and you'd be surprised. You would be surprised. Do your own research. Check it for yourself. Pull your own credit report. Get your own credit score. Don't rely on other people to tell you what your score is. Go to the horse himself. Get it from the horse's mouth. What is my credit score? Find out for yourself, because you very well may be pleasantly surprised. You can Google and research and read all these different free credit reporting apps, free credit score apps. You can Google them and find horror stories of people who all these years they thought their credit score was one thing and it was really something else. They didn't make that purchase. They needed a car, but they couldn't get it because their score was this and it wasn't that at all. Find out, and you can find the red print, the small print on their website that tells you this, the same thing. Do your, you know, we have to do the work. You know, there's a great saying that says knowledge is power, but an even greater saying that says applied knowledge is power. We can know something all day long, but if we're not walking in and applying it, it's not benefiting us at all. But yeah, I didn't mean to go down that road, but this, the credit we're going to be talking about in our next episode, we're going to be talking about your credit. We're going to be talking about ways that your credit has been violated and you didn't even know it. Your rights have been violated and you didn't even know it. Things that you can do to clean up your credit, things that you can do on your own without relying on services that charge you by the month to lock your credit report. You can pay a one-time $5 fee to the credit bureaus and lock it yourself, and nobody can get in it, not even you. Even if it's legitimately you, if they don't have this code, or if you don't do a lift and lift that credit freeze, nobody's getting your credit report. So you don't have to worry about having anybody monitor anything because it's locked out. You're even locked out. And so you have to call and get a code. And, you know, there's things that you can do on your own. And we'll be talking about that in our next episode. But in this episode, I wanted to speak to you about just getting debt free. It is possible. There are ways. And this, my friends, is Velocity Banking. Do your own research. When you pay for your home, look at your statement. See how much is actually going to the home. Most of it is going to the bank. You'll be surprised. Take a look. My name again is Tamika Riley, and I thank you for suffering through this episode with me. Next episode, again, as promised, we'll be talking about credit, and you can find more information if you're interested. I hope this information blessed you. I hope we said something that was helpful, something that kind of opened your eyes a little bit and invited you to take charge, because there are some things that are coming. It just, the way things are going, you know, in this time, a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people, some people have been sick. There's so much going on. Now is the time to kind of get some things in order. You don't know what's coming. You don't know. You never know. We weren't expecting this one. So, you know, just to not have to worry about certain things would ease the burden of so many people. When you think about your prayer points and you see how many of them can be solved with money, and so many people scoff, you know, when it comes to money, but it'll solve like 9 out of 10 of your prayer points. That's something that my pastor says a lot. And I started thinking about it. I'm like, he is so right. If you think about it, you know, people are saying money's the root of all evil. No, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. You know, you can't serve two masters. Who has your heart? That's what God is talking about. But again, we're just using wisdom. That was one thing that the Lord let me know. He said, your problem isn't money. Your problem is wisdom. He was right, as always. Again, thanks for joining us for this week's episode. Hopefully this podcast blessed you. If you found something helpful, click like, subscribe, click the bell so you can be notified. That would help me. That would bless me a lot because this is a volunteer podcast. So I invite you to subscribe and check us out online and listen to some of our other episodes. Online, you can find us at TamikaRiley.com. I'll spell that phonetically for you. That's Tango Alpha Mike, Echo Kilo Alpha, Romeo Indigo Lima Echo Yankee, TamikaRiley.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Business Podcast. For archives of more podcasts like these and tons of other resources for your success, join us at www.TamikaRiley.com.